Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 7th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg wrote a post Wednesday titled, "A Privacy-Focused Vision for Social Networking," saying that Facebook's committed to a privacy-focused platform based on private interactions, end-to-end encryption, reducing permanence, safety, interoperability, and secure data storage. Zuck notes that Facebook wants to let users opt into the ability to send messages across Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, and expand to include RCS on its Android apps. Messenger can currently do SMS on Android. The number of Facebook users in the U.S. fell by 15 million people between 2017 and 2019, says a new report from Edison Research. But Facebook-owned Instagram has seen its biggest increase in U.S. users over the same time frame, growing from 9% to 16%. One social network for another, owned by the same company. Huawei filed a complaint in U.S. federal court Wednesday challenging the constitutionality of Section 899 of the National Defense Authorization Act, which bans the use of Huawei and ZTE technology by U.S. government contractors. Huawei claims there's no evidence that its products pose a security threat and that this constitutes a bill of attainder, which is an act of legislation that targets a person or group to punish them without trial, which is specifically forbidden in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Sections 9 and 10. TF International Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said in a recent note to investors that new Samsung phones, including the Galaxy S10e, the Galaxy S10, and Galaxy S10 Plus, are showing better than expected pre-order numbers, and that he's upping his 2019 shipping estimates by as much as 30% to as many as 45 million units. Samsung and Apple both saw decreased shipments in 2018, due at least in part to expensive phones and changing wireless carrier subsidy models. Nintendo announced a new addition to its Labo line of DIY cardboard accessories, a VR kit for the Nintendo Switch. The main VR kit cost $80 and includes six different cardboard kits, such as VR goggles, a blaster, a camera, and an elephant, plus a screen holder and a safety cap. A basic starter kit includes just the goggles and blaster for $40. Additional accessories can be purchased separately for $20 sets. The kits bundle in Labo software, including games, step-by-step instructions, and a garage mode to build your own Labo creations. Amazon announced it will close all of its 87 pop-up locations in the U.S. in April, which include locations inside Whole Foods, Kohl's, and in shopping malls. The shops let customers try out Fire tablets, Kindles, Echo Smart speakers, and Amazon services like Prime Video, Audible, and Kindle Unlimited. Amazon says it plans instead to open more four-star stores, which stock products with four-star or better ratings on Amazon, more Amazon bookstores, and will continue to roll out its Amazon Go cashierless store chain. The PlayStation 4 console will now officially sync with iOS devices through the PS4 Remote Play app. This was previously possible by using third-party apps such as RPlay, but that ran you $12. This is free. Sony first launched Remote Play for its own Xperia Z3 way back in October of 2014. And finally, Microsoft is open sourcing Windows Calculator, aka calc.exe, with source code available on GitHub today under the MIT permissive license, including the build system, unit tests, and the product roadmap for the calculator feature in Windows. Microsoft previously open sourced the original file manager to let it run on Windows 10, and recently made 60,000 patents open source to help protect Linux. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can also find the show notes for this episode and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.